The Blessed Dress, Sandy Williams. I got an engagement ring for Christmas. My boyfriend and I had been dating for almost a year, and both felt the time was right to join our lives together in holy matrimony. The month of January was spent planning our perfect Alabama June wedding. My mother, two sisters, and I went to Huntsville, the closest town with a selection of bridal shops, to buy the gown that would play the leading role on my special occasion. We had a wonderful time just being together and sharing silly jokes, but the day soon turned serious by afternoon. Still no sign of the dress of my dreams. Both sisters were ready to give up and try another day in another town, but I coerced them into one more boutique. I had a good feeling as we entered the quaint little shop filled with the scent of fresh flowers. The elderly clerk showed us several beautiful gowns in my size and price range, but none were right. As I opened the door to leave, the desperate shop owner announced she had one more dress in the back that was expensive and not even my size, but perhaps I might want to look at it anyway. When she brought it out, I squealed in delight. This was it! I rushed to the dressing room and slipped it on, even though it was at least two sizes too large and more costly than I had anticipated. I talked Mom into buying it. The shop was so small it didn't offer alterations, but my excitement assured me I would be able to get it resized in my hometown. Excitement wasn't enough. On Monday morning, my world crumbled when the local sewing shop informed me the dress simply could not be altered because of numerous hand-sewn pearls and sequins on the bodice. I called the boutique for suggestions, but only got their answering machine. A friend gave me the number of a lady across town who worked at home doing alterations. I was desperate and willing to try anything, so I decided to give her a call. When I arrived at her modest white house on the outskirts of town, she carefully inspected my dress and asked me to try it on. She put a handful of pins into the shoulders and sides of my gown and told me to pick it up in 2 days. She was the answer to my prayers. When the time came to pick it up, however, I grew skeptical. How could I have been so foolish as to just leave a $1,200 wedding dress in the hands of someone I barely knew? What if she made a mess out of it? I had no idea if she could even sew on a button. Thank goodness my fears were all for naught. The dress still looked exactly the same, but it now fit as if it had been made especially for me. I thanked the cheerful lady and paid her modest fee. One small problem solved just in time for a bigger one to emerge. On Valentine's Day, my fiancé called. "Sandy, I've come to the decision that I'm not ready to get married," he announced, none too gently. "I want to travel and experience life for a few years before settling down." He apologized for the inconvenience of leaving all the wedding cancellations to me and then quickly left town. My world turned upside down. I was angry and heartbroken and had no idea how to recover. But days flew into weeks and weeks blended into months. I survived. One day in the fall of the same year, while standing in line at the supermarket, I heard someone calling my name. I turned around to see the alterations lady. She politely inquired about my wedding and was shocked to discover it had been called off, but agreed it was probably for the best. I thanked her again for adjusting my wedding gown and assured her it was safely bagged and awaiting the day I would wear it down the aisle on the arm of my real Mr. Wright. With a sparkle in her eye, she began telling me about her single son, Tim. Even though I wasn't interested in dating again, I let her talk me into meeting him. I did have my summer wedding after all, only a year later, and I did get to wear the dress of my dreams, standing beside Tim, the man I have shared the last 18 years of my life with, whom I would never have met without that special wedding gown.